USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The federal prosecutor who helped negotiate the so-called sweetheart deal for millionaire child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has resigned. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A lawyer for Amory Villafina confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid the investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in the deal that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution when he faced many serious charges back in 2008. The multimillionaire wound up serving just 13 months of jail time on work release. It allowed him to go to his office for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. He's awaiting trial now on new federal charges concerning similar allegations. I'm Chris Barnes.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
With the latest story update from El Paso, Texas, the man accused of carrying out last weekend's deadly mass shootings at the Walmart confessed to officers while he was surrendering and later explained that he had been targeting only Mexicans. Patrick Crucius, age 21, emerged with his hands up from a vehicle that was stopped at an intersection shortly after the attack and told officers, "I am your shooter." Detective Adrian Garcia said this in an arrest warrant affidavit. Crucius later waived his Miranda rights and agreed to speak with the detectives, telling them he entered the store with the AK-47 assault rifle and multiple magazines only targeting Mexicans. 22 people were killed and 24 injured. Most of the dead had Hispanic last names and 8 were Mexican national. The World Food Program says it's planning to nearly quadruple the number of people that the UN agency helps in 4 Central American countries affected by drought, seen as one of the drivers of migration through the region. The agency aims to provide food assistance to 700,000 people in El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A flight attendant is busted for being drunk on the job. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News,
"It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in as if she was like a helpless child."
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne Martz with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
"What I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene."
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
"It's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work."
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is 5 times the legal limit for flight attendants.
Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son, Colton, passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.